This is a HeadGum Podcast.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Exactly.
So.
I don't want no self, but don't get queasy.
Oh, yeah. That's
by Tate McRae.
Charlie today asked me, who is that song by? And I'm like, bro, like Tate fucking McRae.
Right.
Like, that's that shit I know.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, I knew I came to the right
place. This is my time to, like, show what I know.
Right.
And it's like, that's Tate McRae.
Right.
And then Charlie was like, I knew it. I was like, okay.
I wanted to give you something that would make you feel like you, like I wanted to you to be
your
able to
ego
use
building?
Your, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's sweet, honestly.
Ego
actually
building.
Really appreciate
that's what you
that.
Like do to kids?
No, I don't.
Oh, you just came up with that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Ego building. I just said that.
You just said that. That's amazing.
You were ego building.
Right, like I asked you a question that you would know the answer to.
But can
you...
I say what I think?
Yeah.
You kind of didn't know.
Right, right. Well, I like if I'd known for sure.
But you should have said, it is this Tate McRae?
I blew it. But then it would have been so, and because it was cowardly. It's like you can't have it both ways of being like.
It was cowardly.
Right. Because
it was disgusting,
like,
actually.
It was wrong. It's everything wrong with humanity that I didn't ask, is this Tate McRae? Because it's
the
like.
It's a perfect microcosm of just what is wrong.
Right. Because I could, if I asked that, then it's like there's a chance I'd be wrong. But I didn't want to be wrong.
Right.
I wanted to have it all. And I wanted the credit for being right. But I didn't put anything on the line.
I just pray that you change.
Right. Should we bring in our guest?
No. I want to say one more thing about Tate McRae. Sorry.
Yeah.
Actually, let's bring in our guest and then we can all talk about Tate.
Yeah. Do you have anything to say about Tate McRae?
Can I be honest? I don't know who Tate McRae
perfect.
Is.
Oh,
perfect.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
So then we're not going to bring you in yet.
Okay. Take the intro.
Oh. for our guest?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love our next guest. She's so funny. She has her own podcast.
Yes.
Called Lecture Hall, and we were on it.
Literally, and it was really fucking fun.
It was really fucking fun.
You actually need to go listen to our episode.
Yeah, we'll cool. wait. No, come on, we don't have that time to
well,
wait.
Well, we don't have time.
Right, but you can do that later. So please, welcome to the podcast, Brothy Gupta. Yay.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you guys for having me.
We love you.
Obsessed with both of you.
No, we you.
I have many questions about Tate McRae.
Yes, let's just get right into that.
Yeah. Question number one, who is Tate McRae?
Thank you
we
for
were
asking.
All asking. That's a thing that everybody who finds out about Tate McRae, you only get there by asking, who is that?
Yeah.
No, that's, no, that's not how I found out.
Oh, okay.
Because to me, I knew the song Greedy, and then I saw a video of her singing, and they said, this is Tate McRae. So the second I knew who she was, I knew who she was.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I never knew the name without understanding who
you
she was.
Didn't
you.
Need the journey that I am about to
right. And it's
embark
so
but you're
going to
love it. Basically,
to learn
she,
about who
is
she is
a singer.
Right.
She sings a song, Greedy.
Okay.
That is just like... a random like ass song like
right
but it's like for malls but it's like for me to listen to
right.
like it's
yeah
not, like it's
ugh,
I like
I
it
I love mall music
literally yeah. And
she has the kind of name that's like it sounds like a fake like teen star
it sounds like a fake teen star
right.
Like I think her name is Agatha
right
yeah Agatha McRae
right.
Yeah
she's like let's cut Agatha actually yeah.
She's like what about Tate they're like what the fuck
what you're a star no. immediately
what the
like
fuck?
that is something a star knows to
yeah.
do is
right.
change your name from Agatha.
I actually got on the side of like Instagram Reels which is like where I kind of stay recently that's like share if you knew Tate McRae before Greedy and I was like I can't But I'm no. really happy to be here.
Yeah.
On like the pre-greedy Tate McRae side of Instagram.
You right. really respect the company you're in. Right.
Definitely.
Are there like pre-greedy Tate McRae fans look at you and they're like, I really would have thought that you were a pre-greedy fan.
Right.
Like that's like that's the authenticity you bring right. to like yeah. your fandom to Tate.
But it's totally post-greedy.
Right.
And that's the only song I know.
Right, right.
So, in general, right. not even
no, literally. That's what I sing instead of happy birthday.
Yeah.
Just when I want to celebrate someone, I just sing the
yeah,
song.
Yeah, happy birthday, dear Agatha. Yeah. It's different.
If we don't get greedy, I would love myself.
Can you do like a mournful one for like maybe something really sad happened in your life?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I would need like a bunch of like bagpipes.
Right.
I don't want myself. I want you to.
That bagpipes would be an amazing accessory to bring to a funeral.
Isn't that? I thought they were a funeral instrument. That's kind of why I said that.
Is that true?
I mean,
oh, sorry. We've both looked at you in a way that was scary.
Like, you don't yeah, there know. Was a lot. There were a lot of eyes on me just
right.
now.
Right
about bagpipes.
Yeah, that's like, Charlie. Yeah, is that true?
I don't know.
You know.
No, I don't. I don't.
Bro.
I can guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. It's funeral.
Yeah.
I think that they're...
Can I say something about bagpipes?
Thank God.
They're special because they have a drone. Like, there's a note that is always played, I think. Like, there's... If you listen to a bagpipe, like, they're doing like... But they're also... There's one note where that's just like...
Really?
And then on top of that... Yeah, because that's what all the various... I mean... pipes are for. Bagpipes.
Wow.
That's what the pipes are for?
Wait, you know how it's like there's 1,000 pipes sticking out of like an old bag?
Yeah.
And that's how you make it?
Oh. Yeah.
Right.
Actually,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. One of those pipes is just like doing one note.
Wow.
Okay.
It's like a drone.
I'm note. Like worried about how much you're sure.
I'm not that worried. I mean, this is like the way you make progress is you have to be like, you postulate and then you find out if you're wrong.
Right.
And then
it's a theory. It's, yeah. a theory. It's a theory that you have. Right.
I want to draw a line, a misinformation line. Mm-hmm. We don't know.
We don't know. We just don't
no
know.
There's no way to know
no,
yet.
Yeah.
Right. And scientifically, they right. don't know. They don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it could sound like they're just playing one note because of
just what's happening.
The impact of the. The whole effect of the beautiful instrument.
Right. I honestly can't really envision bagpipes right now.
I'm picturing like an animal skin bag, like a pig's like belly. You
I think what? I'm doing like what AI does with hands.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing with bagpipes mentally.
You're like, it totally. Can't be that many of them.
Like yeah. if you zoom in on it in like a police investigation, like you would see it's not real.
Yeah, right. It's not real.
You know,
it's not real and it's connected in the craziest ways.
That might be true.
That's so funny.
I think with bagpipes, also, you get kind of lost in, like, the stuff around it. Because it's always, like, a guy wearing a kilt and a beret.
Right.
So that is
exactly.
such
exactly. The yeah. setting.
The
right.
setting. You're like, I so see the Moors.
Exactly.
Right. They like, actually don't want you to look at the bagpipe.
Right.
Yeah. And
right.
that's, well, that's, like, the body part of AI. Where right. you're like, right. I know what face and neck are.
Right.
Totally. Right. Did you guys see that thing that was, like, that, like, you can buy like a hand that like I'm sorry, a finger that like it's like a ring.
Yes.
But there's a finger coming out of it.
Just to make it look like pictures taken of your AI.
Right.
Wow, you can like, do that? Mm-hmm.
I think that, here's my guess, is that they had that finger always just for fun. And then someone yeah. posted it being like, you could wear this
yeah.
and
yeah.
the AI.
I think you're dead right.
I do too.
Yeah.
Here's a story from my childhood.
Let's go.
When I was like 6 years old, mm-hmm. We went to some kind of religious event or something like that. And I met another 6-year-old and we played. And then,
nice.
Thank you. Yeah, it was,
classic.
I mean,
it's
it
very
was
friendly.
Just, it was immediate. We yeah. were like, we're both 6.
Yeah.
We should, let's just get into it. Like, we're like very play yeah. forward.
You're like,
right
how old
now.
Are you? Like, she's like 6. You're like, let's just go.
Yeah, let's just go. Listen, we're in our, yeah. you know, we're in our second semester of kindergarten. Right. Let's just
and
do
second
this.
Semester is brutal. You it's have to let off steam.
But at the end of the night, she was like, you're my best friend. I have a secret. And I was like, let's go. Yeah. Like, give it to me. Yeah. We're best friends.
Right.
And then she held up her hand and she had an extra thumb. And I was like, that is so cool. And then I was like, let's go show my sister. Let's go show everyone.
That's really nice. You were like, let's not, I'm not gatekeeping this.
Rules. Like, right. This rules objectively.
Wait, so you didn't notice? Like, how do you keep that a secret for her?
No, I know. I think it was that. Honestly,
it's like confirmation bias. Like, you don't see what you're not expecting to see.
Right. Exactly. And can I be honest? Please. I think that she was expecting me to ask, and I straight up did not notice.
Right, right, right.
I straight up was not observing.
Right. She's like, I've never gotten to have this as a secret before. Yeah. I've this never girl actually doesn't care. So.
And it was also like, oh, this is like your thing.
Yeah. Right, right, right. Yeah.
You know,
of
when
course.
You're a kid, like, my thing was that I could, like, dislocate my shoulder. Right. So easily.
That's
and
fabulous.
I was like, I kind of can, yeah.
But I don't want to see it, but I trust you.
No, no, but not like.
I can like sort of, basically what I could do was like make a hole in my shoulder.
What?
And I was, this carried me literally until the sixth grade.
Right, right, right.
I'm honestly surprised it didn't take you farther.
You gotta have
something.
I know,
right.
Oh,
I know.
My God.
It took me exactly as far as when I started my period so early. I was in like the fourth or fifth grade or something like that. I was 10.
That's tough. Were you upset?
I was upset, but then I was like, I've got a new body thing.
Right.
The period.
Yeah.
Oh, because so people you are, you're like, I'm doing shoulder. This random thing, and everybody's
that's cool.
like, whoa.
Yeah.
I was just talking recently to friends about like the fourth grade period, people were real soldiers. Like, they had to endure a lot, and it wasn't fair.
But
it sounds like it wasn't so...
I mean, here's the thing, is that I have and continue to want some kind of personality, and this was...
Something you desire.
Yeah, this was a great
that's
substitute.
Cool. That's really cool. I feel like that's the best case scenario for a period, is that it, like... gives you a little pizzazz, it gives you a little story.
Exactly.
And I feel like sometimes the early people like they don't want to tell the story. So then it's just a burden or something.
Yeah.
You were telling me. You were like, look, I have this thing.
I was like,
you're a storyteller.
I'm a storyteller. Right.
There you
exactly.
go. Understood.
I was like, listen, you think that we're so similar, but I'm bleeding.
I'm
a woman. Right. Now. And I so immediately did think, like, so quickly went to my fifth grade teacher who was 25, which is crazy
right.
so cute.
To think right. about now, because I was like, she's a full adult.
Right.
Oh my God.
And I was like...
You're like, are you going to retire next year?
Or yeah.
I still see you at school.
I literally, so I like needed a pad, so I went to her
you
and
got it
asked,
at school for the first time?
I just
had it. And
had
school.
It. Okay. And... wasn't expecting it and needed a pad. And so I like went to her and I was like, I need a pad. And she was like so nice about it and everything. And then I so quickly was like, tell me about your life. I was like, we're both women.
You're like two girls in a yogurt commercial.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
You're like
I
all
was,
of a sudden like.
Well, you asking her, you're like, hey girl, like you really are like peer to peer here.
Yeah.
Like,
get on you for a second. Yeah. Like, what?
I walked with her to get a pad and I immediately started shit talking my peers.
Right. Duh. Duh.
And she was like. She also immediately started shit-talking my peers, too.
She knew you needed that.
Yeah.
She could tell, like, it was, like, you were grown. Like,
yeah.
That you were doing a grown-up thing, going to get the pad, and she was like, she's earned this.
Yeah,
like,
and then I was at a Catholic school, and she said, on our walk to get a pad, she was like, I didn't ask about this, but she straight up just was like, I can't believe it's even a question. Abortion should be legal.
Wow.
And I did not ask about
Interesting.
It.
She was just like, let's
get like,
this
let's
here.
Get
yeah,
all.
She was
right?
like,
Why
you're
not?
An adult now.
Yeah.
I kind of get that because maybe she's like, okay, if we're going to do stuff that's not like the school's party line,
right,
like,
right.
here's something else that
she
I haven't been
that
saying.
Into, perhaps. She was like, I want you to know that. Like,
Like,
let me get ahead of that story a little
was
bit.
Was that
exactly.
actually interesting to have an adult say that at that school? Like, did they talk
yeah,
about abortion?
Yeah, it was fascinating because it was like everybody else... It was weird because, like, abortion was a thing we all knew about because of how, like, religious the school was. It's such a, like, being against it. Right. And we had this, like, wow, a lot. Guys, a lot of fifth grade memories are coming back.
Just
of course, yeah. Flooding. We're going to stay with that.
As long as it feels right.
I remember we had this project where, like, each of us had to, like, write a law and then see if it got passed or whatever. And my teacher, my 25-year-old teacher's husband got to choose.
Which, if it got passed or not?
Yeah.
That is so actually, like, true to life. Mm-hmm. And that's like... Yeah. Think about it, work on it, see what would be right for you. We are going to actually send it out to a guy you've never met. Yeah. And he gets the final say, and you'll never see him.
Right.
Exactly. And the point is, I'm 25 and married. Right. And I want you guys to know that.
Totally. She's like, why doesn't my hot husband take a look?
Yeah. Like, exactly. And so there were like... You know, we would vote on them, and basically he would choose between the final two, if they both got passed, if one got passed, if neither got passed. Mm-hmm. And the final two were my law that I wrote, and...
It was a competition?
It was a competition.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And this kid, Zacko, that was literally his name, Zacko.
It's kind of fun.
I know. Zacko, if you're listening.
Right.
Hi.
Yeah.
I wonder what you go by now.
Yeah, I wonder. Maybe it's still Zacko.
Yeah, that would be cool.
But his was outlawing abortion.
Wait.
Which is wild. A 10-year-old boy. Yours? Mine was making all education free.
Wait, I'm sorry. What the fuck? What grade was this again?
Fifth.
In fifth grade. Okay. And what was the, like, alleged, like, reasoning for, like, what was he basing the one he liked the most, or, like, that would be best for the world?
Well, wait, what do you mean, Zacko?
Sorry. No. Forget Zacko.
The hot husband.
Yeah. Well, the husband did not pass Zacko's law.
Ally.
Yeah.
Right.
He's an ally.
He passed yours.
He passed mine.
Oh,
nice. So you won.
That's really cool.
I won. Right. I won the competition.
And now education is free.
And now education is
actually
free.
Actually beautiful. But what was he supposed to be deciding based on? Like the
just
best law?
What he liked.
He's like, these are seriously top two.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
No, it was that we all voted. Like the kids voted and then he voted.
On the final two.
I was going to say, so he was so pro-life and married to that. But no, he was these two guys.
Yeah, he is pro-choice.
Right.
Wow.
And so he just passed my thing.
Yeah, Zacko did not stand a chance.
No, Zacko did not stand a chance in that house.
Oh my God, that's so crazy.
And
isn't
you
it
knew,
so
you were
crazy
like,
that a group of
half the kids in the class were like, literally, Zacko like has the answer. Here.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Let's do what's right.
And you're also like. Like, I can't say why, but, like, I don't think Zacko's law is going to pass. Like,
yeah,
you had this information.
I had the information.
That's so true. You were actually kind of doing, like, insider trading.
Yeah,
right,
I was literally doing
like,
insider
between
trading.
Between you and me,
I
like, I wouldn't bet on Zacko.
Which I think should be legal.
Right.
Oh, 100%.
In
especially
that case,
in this case.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You should be able to insider trade if it's a fifth grade
class
law election.
I just don't see how anyone gets hurt. But Zacko would feel differently.
Right.
Zacko would feel differently.
Right.
Another story about Zacko. I really hope the Zacko heads are listening.
Me too. If he's... He will find us.
He will find us.
Maybe he has like a Google alert.
Yeah.
I'm sure someone listening at least knows Zacko.
Yeah.
And your discretion.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Kentucky.
Okay. So shout out to Zacko from Kentucky.
Yeah. Literally. So the year before in the fourth grade, I like... came back to my desk and saw a gift on it. And I was like, who is this from? Because it didn't say who it was from.
Oh my God, in the card.
It just said like Merry Christmas. And I opened it and it was a teddy bear. And I just made a wild guess. And I was like, Zacko, is this from you?
And
he was like, he like... face turned bright red. He was like, yeah. And it was because he thought that because I wasn't white, that Santa didn't come to my house.
That's tough. So he was like, I'm gonna help this girl get a Christmas present.
Which is So awesome.
Did he then explain that to you?
Cute. Yeah.
The idea of you just like collecting presents from the whole school, yeah, going home and cleaning up at home as well. Like, yeah, just like,
no,
cashing
truly
in that check.
Cashing it in at every angle.
Right. Like, I hope you guys have a fun Christmas with all your presents.
This is how just like, this is the kind of just sneaky bitch I was. Mm. I was you're right, I don't.
Right.
And I did. This
teddy bear means everything to me.
Yeah, and keep it coming. Keep it coming.
That's so crazy. It's interesting that you knew. Like,
I know.
He must have been paying extra attention to you in some way.
Well, I think that he had a little bit of a crush on me.
Right.
Let's go.
And I also knew that, like, if it was from any of the girls, they would have said that it was from them.
Right.
They wouldn't be embarrassed about it.
Right.
And so I was
like,
they
would have wanted credit.
Yeah.
And you're getting the gift. You're like thinking through this.
I'm
thinking through this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know what it really is like vibe is vibe, which we always
say.
Exactly. Like, if someone likes you.
Right.
Also, you know, his parents took him to buy that.
Right.
It's actually like too cute to even handle.
No,
like
totally.
Him, it's like so like well meaning. He's like, I don't want you to be left out. Like,
yeah,
no, the parents. Like, it's killing
me. It's also
me.
Amazing that like I love that fourth and fifth graders. It's like they have their own little endeavors and projects.
Yeah,
it's like in their
really
own like him doing that, but then also you being like, yeah, I don't get presents. Like, you're just privately running an operation. Actually,
here's a huge twist about Zacko.
Okay,
he was half Asian.
Oh,
I was like, you're also not.
Interesting, interesting.
Like, is this
like
maybe
me and the other white kids? We really
need
to have a
is this like a passive aggressive way to make me also now get you a gift? And also, why do you think Santa comes to you and not to me?
Because he thought that he was being visited.
Yeah,
but maybe it's because he's like, I know that like my like mom gets it, but my dad doesn't. You know what I mean?
Like
maybe
half.
He's like, I've actually seen firsthand that like
how whiteness allows me to access Santa.
Right, exactly. Like this Santa comes through the white channel.
Exactly. This is the thing about proximity to whiteness.
Right.
Right. There you go.
Right.
There you go.
Right. We were actually just talking about Santa on the episode with Sandy. Is that true? Or were we just talking about that with her or with someone else?
What were we saying?
I can't remember, just like the idea of believing in Santa. Like that, none of us grew up like.
Yeah.
But we're all kind
of
Jewish.
Right. We were saying that we both like I went to a Jewish school, mm-hmm. and I was just, we were just like, they were like, people believe in Santa. We were like, okay, that's adorable. Yeah. You know, kind of like jaded, like 5-year olds, like that's very, very silly.
Yeah.
Do they really believe it?
Yeah.
Okay, it's very sweet. Meanwhile, we're like, when does the tooth fairy arrive? Like, what hour? And I'm going to catch her in a net.
Yeah. That's so funny.
Yeah, we thought Santa was like silly Billy shit.
Yeah.
Like, and it was kind of like, don't condescend. Like, guys, like, be nice. They believe it. And we're like, okay.
Okay.
It really is. It's like kids really just have their own little like projects and ideas. Like, can you imagine a 5-year-old being like, that's ridiculous?
Yeah, totally.
It's like you've been around like, like, stuff happened to me 6 years ago that I remembered and was around for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You weren't even alive.
And you were like a concept.
You were a concept.
Wait, like, who are you talking to?
I mean, like a 5-year-old. Like I'm like, oh, I was, like 6 years ago, like stuff was happening to me.
Okay.
That I remember, like in my adulthood.
Oh, and a 6-year-old, it's like, you don't even have that.
You don't even have that. Like 6 years ago, you didn't exist.
I know, but they operate identically to us, just having no background.
No, exactly.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
It happens so quickly.
Like, what, you have opinions?
Right, exactly.
They have everything.
You have opinions.
Right.
Like you weren't here in 2018.
No, they have everything we have. They have everything we have. They just, they don't need any of
They're like, oh, I actually never saw Lady Bird.
Yeah.
Like, I must have missed it. And you're like, well,
exactly.
Right. Like,
and we're still like, that's a recent movie.
Right, exactly.
Right, literally.
They weren't alive for it to be out, even.
No.
Here is a really stupid thing that I thought with the Tooth Fairy when I, I remember I like reached under my pillow and I didn't have anything and I was like devastated. I went to my parents and I was like, the Tooth Fairy missed it. Like she didn't come visit me. And then my mom was like, well, maybe the Tooth Fairy felt like you were on top your entire body was on top of your pillow. And so maybe the tooth fairy, like, let's go check if the tooth fairy put something under the mattress. Aww. And then my mom, like, took me and you know, I found a dollar under the mattress. Cute. And like, that story should, that should have been the moment that I was like, oh, you're the tooth fairy. Mm-hmm. But I, like, went, I woke my sister up, mm-hmm. and I was like, Mom knows the tooth fairy.
Mom, like, understands, like, her psyche. Like, yeah, she mom literally, like, knows her moves.
Literally gets the tooth fairy.
That's so funny.
Wait. It's
very cute.
Your mom honestly being like, oh, shoot, like, you know what I bet you it was?
Tooth fairy. Honestly, I'm just thinking out loud.
I know sometimes
you get all over that pillow. Yeah.
I know that even though I put you in bed in sort of the right position, body-wise.
I have this memory of, so I remember, like, kind of like having a tooth under my pillow waiting for the, wanting to stay up to see the tooth fairy. And then also a memory of one time I went to the Botanic Gardens with my grandma and I hugged a cactus.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and I got needles
no.
all over my arm. Uh-huh. And to get them out, they were like the little, like, kind of clear ones.
Uh-huh.
And I just came home like, what the fuck? And my grandma, like, couldn't see them. So she was like, this girl just is, like, really freaking out. And, like, I actually don't get her right now. And my mom was like, oh, shit. And so she had to, like, she put, like, wax on the needles to, like, pull them off because there were so many of them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and I was, like, freaking out too much. And so I, like, fell asleep. And then she would, like, sneak in and do it.
Uh-huh.
And so those memories are kind of fused to me. So I'm like, the tooth fairy sneaks in and she waxes your needles off your arm. Like, and my mom puts the money and takes the tooth. And the fairy goes slowly so that the cactus needles comes off. Like, they all, like, mix together. But it's like, either way, like, you got to go to bed. Because it's all going to happen.
Either way, you got to go to sleep.
Transformations.
Something crazy is going to happen.
A dollar richer arms.
Right. Relief, you know, from the needles.
Yeah.
It all comes.
A dollar richer.
Yeah.
And pain poorer.
My parents did one of every coin, which was actually, like, very exciting.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, it was like a quarter, a dime, a nickel, and a penny. And we were like, shut up.
That's so many different. That's but every then, single one different sizes.
Excuse me.
Oh, I was still stuck on the coins all being different sizes.
Right, I know. Now I'm, like, bragging. It's like, shut up.
41 cents. Is that true? Yes.
Wow. Charlie, that's yes.
Right. That's right.
Yes, genius.
Wow. I'm like, right. So 41 cents. So that's 41% of a dollar.
It's amazing to watch you do this math.
I'm very gifted.
I mean, it's this is literally the beginning of Goodwill Hunting.
I'm like... Wait.
You drop a quarter and you're like 25 cents.
At the Simpletown show. Oh, they added sketch. It was so funny. It was like the first woman in NASA. And they're like
wait, I feel like
I can't.
Don't
I
you think?
Say, no, I think it's fine.
I feel like direct people towards it.
I know, but
because if you say the whole joke, then the audience
not even
scratches
the
itch of the joke without ever.
Trust me. Because they're gonna want to see it. Because it's not even the whole joke.
Okay.
This is one beat of, like, four.
So think of this, I guess, as a commercial for
exactly.
Simpletown and go see them.
Simpletown, which, by the way, I saw them live. They're so funny. If they're near you, if you see a show, like, I recommend them wholeheartedly. I think seriously, they make me laugh so much. But anyway, one of the jokes is, like, it's this woman, like, the first woman at NASA, and they're like, we need, like, they're like, no, we can't have a woman. And one guy's like, listen, she's the best around. And then they're like, well, we have all these problems we've been working on. 3 times 5. And she's like, times five. Like, well, that's 5 3 times. So that's 5 and then 10 and then 15. And they're like, holy shit, she did it. Made me laugh. All right.
That's fab.
That's literally what we watched you do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Literally.
So I had to give credit.
Period.
Right, exactly.
Credit given. Let's do our list.
Okay.
Okay, Brody, we're each going to hand you our list of ideas, and you're in charge of.
Oh,
calling
wow.
upon which idea we go over.
Oh
when.
My God.
So just this take is, it in, go to what calls to you.
This is such a huge honor.
It's an honor. It's a massive
okay,
burden.
Do
great power.
It's very hard to have fun while you're doing the list.
Oh my God. Okay. And I can only pick one.
We're going to go over all of them.
Okay,
actually,
great.
Yeah.
So it's the order that matters.
Yeah.
Okay, so I do want to start with animals having lunch.
That's mine. This is like a small thing, but like I feel like you always see national parks or whatever posting about like it'll be like an otter eating a fish, and it's like otter enjoying his lunch. And I'm like, that's not lunch. Like, yeah. I'm like, that's not like quite like lunch. It's like a different thing. Like, and don't be applying like it's like. That's not lunch for them. Like,
I couldn't agree
more. It's like they're not thinking about it like that. They're not like, oh, it's like one-ish. Like, they're like, they caught a fish, they're going to eat it. Right. You know what I mean? Like,
well, kind of, but if they're like in captivity in a zoo, it's then they end up having like 3 square meals a day. It's
right,
like,
exactly. Eh? Then it is their lunch. But that, that's fine.
Still, it's
and
like
that's
we're
work
foisting.
Lunch for them.
Right, yes, that's a work lunch, right.
Literally, they're like, we have an hour for lunch.
Right.
So depressing, but that is so true.
Right, it's like this is not like don't be like, oh, that's lunch because that has like a vibe.
It's like we don't have lunch. Isn't lunch like a like colonial concept or something?
Probably.
I'm not I bet. Kind of remember seeing online like since one of these like food people I follow being like breakfast, lunch, and dinner like is from like England or some shit.
I'm sure it's so English.
I mean, it's lunch is truly so English,
right?
And so is breakfast.
yeah.
Right.
Breakfast is so British.
Yeah, it's you're completely
like,
right.
Like a cup of tea, you mean?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Like that's. I mean, I feel like breakfast, just like breakfast foods, are so like
eggs
that,
and stuff.
Yeah, but like anything sweet to me.
Yeah.
Because
Yeah. You don't
a cinnamon
mean,
roll.
Yeah.
I actually really don't like that
sweet
for breakfast.
Breakfast.
Sweet
I don't
for breakfast.
Either.
It doesn't feel right.
Yeah. I just want like a pot of stew. Basically.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I do too.
I'm wanting like a savory porridge.
Yeah.
Yum.
Yeah. That's it.
Truly, like in India, they are not going to have a sweet breakfast.
Like it would never be like
no.
A
they're like, we have too many other like. Good
yummy.
Food.
Right. Okay. We don't need to be like kind of gussying this up.
Should
with
we
sugar.
Go around the horn and just say like dream breakfast?
Oh, yeah.
Dream breakfast.
Whoa.
Honestly, like anything potato based. Mm. I would love something. I would
like
love
a hash brown thing or like
a hash brown thing. That's like that's where I think we. Figured out breakfast.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. That's when it was like, okay, so we can ground ourselves in this.
Exactly.
Like, yeah,
right.
A potato. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So a potato is
that.
My dream breakfast.
However right. you get
and
it.
And I hope you get it someday.
Right. I do too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do too. I keep dropping hints, but that's the thing about marriage.
Right.
Your
you to Greg,
right.
you're like, wouldn't it be amazing to have a potato for breakfast?
He's and
like,
it's so antiquated that it has to be the guy that gets the potato.
I know.
I feel
but
like
it's one of those things that's like vestigial, but it's still like we kind of adhere to that.
Right.
Yeah. And it makes, I mean, it does make sense.
You're right.
It makes sense. That's the thing. Is like there's
the
a logic
thing.
To it, which is why it's kind of hard to drop it.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
If like, it was just arbitrary, like an engagement ring or whatever.
Exactly. Right. And you just kind of, as the woman, I just like walk around and sometimes I say like, oh, breakfast potato.
Right.
Instead of bless you or something after he sees it.
I do. Breakfast potato. Right. Are you getting sick?
And he's just like, women are so complicated.
Right. Yeah. He
and
feels
I'm,
the complexity of it.
Yeah.
I feel that from what I know from Instagram Reels, to bring that up again, it's teaching me a lot about being in your feminine power and being in your masculine power.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And what I've learned is that men will never respond to a woman who says, I think, because it's just not where they get their power from. They need a woman to say, I feel
breakfast potato.
Like I want breakfast potatoes.
Yeah.
Breakfast potatoes make me feel happy.
Right.
Yeah.
A man would say, I think breakfast potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not my man. He hasn't yet.
Well, right.
If
that's
only.
Right.
Good men are hard to find.
No.
Good men.
No. But you have a good one.
I have a good one.
Some
and can I be honest?
Yeah.
I mean, we're laughing and doing bits right now, but yesterday he did make me breakfast potatoes.
All right.
There we go.
What kind?
He made a corned beef hash.
Yum.
He is actually bae.
Yeah.
I just realized.
Right. He is, it's.
Those are three special
words
to unlock
bae. I'm actually
bae.
Really happy to hear like your needs are getting met. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like all jokes aside, like you're good.
Yeah.
I'm
you're
good.
Safe in that way.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Corned beef hash.
Corned beef hash with eggs.
Period. My top breakfast is probably a bowl.
Mm-hmm.
A bowl, like a grain bowl.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like rice or something and like an egg.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
Bowl.
I'm going to say yum.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank absolutely. You so much. Mm-hmm. Why don't you go? Savory I don't, porridge, you said.
Yeah. I think my truth is that I don't know yet. Like, I'm not, sometimes I don't know the apex. Cereal. Right? I do eat cereal, but that's like not what I want.
It's not, sorry. The game is your dream breakfast.
Right. And I actually think I don't know even what the best one is, but of the things I know.
Yeah. What? Right.
I'm going to say that it's like congee, like a porridge, a rice porridge. With like scallion, a little soy sauce.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Egg. Can I say something? Yum. I'm sorry.
No, no.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, no, don't be sorry.
Great. So what I want to say, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Bunch of hair and dust and feathers in my mouth.
That's your dream breakfast.
But in a bowl.
Yeah. Yum. No.
And like I do chili oil and not like sugar on top.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like I'm anti like a sweet breakfast. That said, sometimes
right.
a candy bar does hit in
does
the morning.
The trick.
To right. me, a yeah. candy bar is a different category than like a Danish or right. whatever.
Yeah.
And like sometimes like if you wake up and you have to like go somewhere on the weekend or something and like mm-hmm. you're gonna go get lunch later, like there's something coming, but like you can eat like a bag of M&Ms.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At like 9 a.m. and your body, my body actually, and everybody is so different, right. but my body handles that quite nicely. It mm-hmm. feels right. nice.
And it probably needs
that,
it.
Yeah, it probably needs it. Whereas like a cinnamon roll, like, you know, spike my glucose, like it's not right.
Yeah.
But like
it's the not. M&Ms are like, we're good. Like
literally,
we're so
I don't know why.
Yeah. Right. Oh my God. I want M&Ms now. You know what?
They have candy here.
Oh, we do have candy here.
Do we really?
Excuse mm-hmm. me. Wow. Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Actually, I need to take a bathroom break really quick.
Yeah,
is fine. That okay?
Yeah.
And it could be a candy break too.
Oh yeah. Let's do
okay,
it.
Great.
Two words, Fiona and Cyrus.
Cool.
They are friends of our producer, Emma, and how did they meet? On a little app called Hinge, which is a dating app designed to be deleted. They met, and they are, from what I'm hearing, completely head over heels in love. And they met on this app.
And they're really good together?
Yeah.
They're really good together.
I mean, it's amazing. And it works, and that's because Hinge really allows kind of a depth of information.
Totally. You have to answer these prompts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like if you share a lot of information on another app, it's mm-hmm. kind of like, ew, why mm-hmm. did you want to share all that stuff?
Right, but Hinge, it's kind
you
of like
have
you have to.
But then you need it to be able to have a conversation.
It actually so is if I were like, ugh, they're making me do this. But
yeah.
And then it's actually like, but thank God they are.
Thank God.
Right.
Because you actually have something to say.
Yeah. And specifically, Hinge's LGBTQIA+ prompts are designed to help queer daters better connect based on similarities, interests, and compatibility.
That's cool.
That is cool. They sent us some of these prompts, so we're going to answer them.
Okay. The first time I knew I was gay was, this is actually something that comes up, like on,
people do talk
people
about
like
this.
To talk about their uh-huh. early gay feelings. Mm-hmm. So I could see that being a really good prompt. Like mine would probably be like when I saw this like on TV, like there was this girl like, and she dropped her underwear panties on the ground.
Whoa, and you were like.
But I'm looking for what that movie was, okay? It made me gay. What was it?
Mm-hmm.
So, but that could start a good conversation with someone.
Yeah, I have this joke I'm doing right now in my stand-up where it's like, I'm like such an oversharer. So I came out really early. I came out when I was 14. And the joke is like, I'm like, I saw like a hot guy when I was 14 and I was like, Mom!
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a great story. So you could say that on the app.
Right, exactly.
Download Hinge and show off your full self using their LGBTQIA+ prompts today. Then find someone worth deleting the app for.
Yeah, have a little fun.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A sleep bathroom stall.
Well, I was remembering that there was a time, like, when I had an office job that I would, like, go take a nap in the bathroom stall and just kind of, like, take my pants down and, like, sit on the toilet.
You're like, I have to have my disguise.
And, like, yeah. pee. Right. Well, it's also, like, you're going to sit on the toilet with your pants
right.
on. Yeah. Like, ridiculous. You can't do that.
No,
especially
you can't
not
do that.
In, like, an office bathroom where they don't have, like, the big lid.
Hey.
You know how in like, many bathrooms... In like an office
I
context.
I see, yes. You can't sit on the lid.
Right.
Correcto. Right. You would have to sit on the hole.
The seat.
Right. right. And the feeling, by the way, of mm-hmm. sitting on the hole mm-hmm. with your pants on mm-hmm. is crazy.
I wouldn't wish that on anyone.
Totally.
Also, no, that's going to keep you up. No. That's not going
right.
to help
and
you.
The
go
jeans
to sleep.
Have to be burned, obviously. Yeah. like, better my skin than like right. my beautiful jeans. Right. also, the you feeling of sitting on the lid with right. your. With your naked self.
Whoa. Oh, is
have you guys like done that?
I have.
Honestly, sitting
it's
on the
crazy.
Lid,
like
it's
by
never
accident,
good anyway.
Like if the lid is down,
right,
and you don't know, and you take down your pants and you go to sit, mm-hmm. and you get greeted by the lid, and the lid actually is kind of bulbous,
yeah.
right? So it pops
so
down.
So it like, actually is this right. mound that's like going into your. Little temple.
Yeah.
like it actually enters you
it's,
in a
it's,
way.
It's the exact inverse
right.
of a toilet.
Like your it's not temple. A penis. Like it's more of like a mound.
Right. It's a mound.
Sorry. It's not a, what's the shape of a penis? Like it's not like a cylinder. Mm-hmm. It's no. not a rocket. But like.
No.
It is on that scale.
Right.
Yeah.
Like it's the most flat version of a penis.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
right. Right. Right.
It's,
right.
You know what? It's a penis like spread out
right
what if
exactly.
we took it we redistributed
you take
it
take the corner
yeah, exactly.
and you just drag
right. exactly yeah. it is on the x-axis
exactly.
in
exactly.
a way that it's normally on
and
the
I
y-axis
feel like, listen, I'm like did this happen but like I feel like it has happened to me because it's coming up with such specificity but like you sit down on it and then you pop right back up
yeah, yeah.
it's like whoa
right,
whoa
right.
yeah.
right.
Because it's
someone
it's,
got in there.
Yeah,
like,
it's unexpected mm-hmm. and it's entering.
And it's entering your Wait, private
your temple.
Yeah,
temple.
Yeah. temple.
Your little temple. My friend Scott, who I'm staying with, I was in the living room with him the other day. Mm-hmm. And he was sitting on the couch and I was sitting kind of like behind. I was standing by my suitcase behind like a dresser mm-hmm. kind of mm-hmm. table-y thing. And I thought that he couldn't see my lower half. And mm-hmm. I just started changing. Like I just took off my pants and my underwear. Mm-hmm. And he was like, your temple. And I was like, you can see it? And he's really tall. And he was like, well, I can see the bush.
Right.
And it was kind of like a perfect interaction to me. And it was like yeah. really funny to think about him seeing my whole bush mm. and thinking and me thinking that it was totally hidden
right.
perfectly. Meanwhile, he's like,
you can see it.
Yeah.
yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You can see it.
And me being like, you can see it. And him being like, well, I can't see it. Right. And it's like, right.
Right. right.
Because it's hidden.
It's hidden.
By it is quite
its
hidden.
Own
privacy it's, shield.
Yeah.
Privacy shield.
Its own clothing.
Mm. That's right. It's the thing about like kind of like feeling critical about like what your vagina looks like is like you can actually hide it.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like don't worry about like where the lips are going. Like
exactly.
You should never see the lips. Like
right. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You don't.
That's kind of random at that point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
yeah. That's anyways. Like you already have a thing to cover that
literally like you have underwear
yeah
but it's that's it's right. a boosh all right let's move on sorry y'all big time
okay let me see the other topics what is the olive rule
well this is gonna be apt for you but I've actually
yeah,
had this
I know this
list. Yeah well and I've told you this but also it's like you just experienced it
what
Well, the thing.
Isn't it from How I Met Your Mother?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
But maybe it is. No, this is my thing of like, I used to be like, I don't like olives. And then when I was in college, I had a crush on this guy and I was like, I don't like olives. He was like, that's kind of like pathetic. Like, you should just learn to like them. And I was like, I know. And I will learn to like them. And I'm going to. And I'm doing that now. And then I just had this thing where I was like, every time I had a rule, which was every time I saw an olive, I had to eat it.
Oh.
And I really like kind of like would be like
wow,
eating it and would be like, why don't I like this? And would be like just kind of sitting with like the flavor of it. And was like,
right.
And at first I was like, ugh. And then I kind of just kept doing it. And now I like olives.
Oh my God.
Wow.
And so I just want to empower people to say that you can, if you don't like a food, like
right.
obviously there's exceptions if something is really bad, but I actually think there's often like
and
more
now you
room.
Like them.
Yeah,
it's also the power of like if you have a big enough crush on someone, you can permanently change any part of yourself.
Yeah,
that's right.
Absolutely, right. That's what that story.
No, yeah. Completely,
totally.
And it's like it's so enriching. Like now I like olives.
Yeah,
and I eat them, and I'm like, oh, these are great.
Wow.
But it took it didn't happen so quickly.
It took falling in love.
Right. And the guy is not a crush.
What do you mean?
Anymore?
No.
So can you imagine, like, in your, like, if you had told yourself at that time, like, the olives are going to stay, but the guy is not, you would have been like, no.
No.
Yeah.
Unacceptable.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
yeah. Can we rearrange? The relationship that will blossom from this is not the one you think.
What do you think you like more, him or olives? It's like olives. You're like, what the fuck? Oh, no.
He's a good friend.
Oh, he's a great guy. I don't know him, but I'm sure he is.
No, you would love him.
I bet. Yeah. I love guys.
And you will meet him.
There is a thing from How I Met Your Mother that's like, you know that thing?
I don't know that thing.
I don't watch that fucking show. FYI.
Right.
Right.
But I'm very like romantic, so I heard about this, which is like if one person likes olives and the other one doesn't, that's a good match. But then the thing of it is like it's not true. Like actually they've been pretending the whole show. Wait, I don't want to talk about this.
You also just had an olive for the first time.
Yeah.
Wait,
you loved
really?
It. Yeah. Well, I had them and, you know, I've had a tapenade, you know, sometimes you put olives on stuff, whatever. But I never really was like wanting to eat an olive.
Right. You never had an olive.
Right. On purpose. Like, right. Really. And then I was coming here. I mean, I've told the story basically every time we've recorded since it happened. But let's just get into it again because it gets richer for me every time.
Yeah.
I was late to my flight. I didn't have time to get a snack before. I ended up having to purchase the in-flight snack box tapas version from United. In the snack box, there's a little packet of olives. And I was so fucking hungry. And I remember from my, like, disordered eating days that olives are calorie dense because there was a time when I was, like, good. Like, avoid miss me with that like
right. Yeah.
But then I was so hungry on the plane I was like perfect, like I know these are calorie dense, like they might just satisfy me, even though like they're not my fave. I open it up, I eat them, I'm literally like making noises to myself like so good. I eat every single olive. I'm
you
like,
didn't even have to do the work really, like you were just like
great. it was just fucking crazy.
Yeah. Well, being hungry will really like
will
open
really
stuff up.
Really open stuff up.
This is
for
like
you.
The thing of how actually I feel like.
I had them once before.
You had what?
And they were good. Like at a fancy restaurant. Someone was like, try the olives and they were good. So I had a little primer, but go ahead.
You were like ready for it. Well, okay. This is an LA versus New York thing where people here are like, were telling me like waiting online for stuff for food is a little more normal here. Uh-huh. And Kathleen, our friend, was hypothesizing that that's partially because like there's not as much of a like public comments here, so it's like the line can be kind of a public comment.
Oh, it's like that's where you see people.
Right,
yeah.
That's where you see people.
Sad
but
as fuck.
I was like, I waited online for like two restaurants, or just waited like to be sat. And by the time you sit down, you're like, boy, am I hungry.
And then the food
and
is
the food
amazing.
Comes, you're like, whoa, this is so good. It's like normal pizza.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. That's fun.
It just builds up the anticipation and the hunger.
Right. I mean, when you're literally, when you're hungry, food is so good.
It's so
food randomly hits so hard when you're hungry.
No, no. It needs to be said. Actually,
no, literally, like, I'm glad you brought it up.
So hard when you're hungry.
That, you know what? I know it sounds obvious, but I feel like people talk about whether or not food is good.
Right.
Just about the merit of the food, but like, add the decibels of hunger.
Right. I mean,
they just like ratchet that thing up.
It really, really does.
Oh my God.
I'm laughing at like someone tuning into the podcast. I get a random point, and we're like, food hits different when you're hungry.
It's true. Like, food that's so good when you're not hungry actually sucks because you're like, this hurts.
Right,
like,
exactly.
But it's like so good, I have to eat it.
Exactly.
Like, it's like, fuck that.
I do a lot of that. I do a lot of pressuring myself to just finish.
Yeah. Right, and it takes the delight out.
Yeah.
I'm a big advocate of ice cream when you're hungry. Because I feel like ice cream has such a post-dinner association. It's actually rare to get to have it when you're really hungry.
Yeah.
But it's so filling.
It's so
So it can
good.
Often be like, ow, I'm eating ice cream, but like it's good, but ow. But when you're hungry, like you eat every fucking last drop down to the cone and it's like, it's just perfect.
Scrumptious.
Yeah.
Scrumptious.
It really is. Actually, my wedding was
I wish I was there.
I'm married. Isn't
was
that
it
insane?
So fun?
It was. I do have a ring.
That's beautiful. Can I
thank
see
you.
It?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's gorgeous.
Thank
totally
you.
Gorgeous.
But our wedding was, it was just at our house, and we just had like a couple friends over, and Greg's sister is a pastor, and like signed the thing, and
nice.
And we just ordered like 6 different pastas, and then we ate them all, and just got full and mad, and it was perfect.
Oh, I think you said this when we were on.
Oh, I did. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So
it made you angry.
Yeah, it made me angry. Mm-hmm. But that's because I literally won't stop eating until it's done.
Right.
Like
right.
I am immediately like between me and food. I'm like the food is the alpha.
Yes.
Right.
So you're like, if I don't get her, I get God.
Yes.
Right. Like one of us has to go.
Exactly. Like I am serving you by eating.
I see.
Yeah. Right.
Like that's what you want.
Okay. So exactly. It's a little different. It's like I actually am like very like subservient. I'm
exactly.
Like, listening to you.
Exactly.
Got it. So the pasta was kind of like eat me.
Yes.
You were like, word.
Yeah. I was like,
did
I won't
everyone
let
else
you
get
down.
Mad too?
What?
Did everyone else get mad?
I think Greg did.
Okay.
There was actually one time early dating that I went out to dinner with a friend. We got ramen and I ate so much that I was so mad. I was like so
angry,
furious and like in pain. And I drove to Greg's apartment because it was closer to the ramen place. And I just like walked in. This was like month 2 of us. I walked in, took off all my clothes, and just laid like face down on his bed.
Face down on the tummy.
Yeah. Cause I was like,
that's how furious you were.
That's how mad I was.
Yeah.
And
and he was like,
Did he help or there's nothing to do?
There's nothing
it's
to do.
It's just time.
It's just time.
It's patience.
Yeah. And right. He was like, and he was eating dinner.
Oh,
and he was,
I'm sure that was insult to injury.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, I was like.
You're like, you eat the thing that hurt me.
Yeah.
You engage
I was
it.
Like watching him. He like came into the room with like his plate of food and he was like, what do you need? What do you need? And I was like, literally for you and that plate of food
to get
leave
the
me
fuck away.
Alone.
Right.
The
disrespect.
So bad. Right.
Totally.
Like, fuck you. What do I need?
Yeah, I totally
get out
that.
Of here.
Right. It's like, it's flagrant. It's disrespectful. Right. And
this was
like, it's manipulative.
It's manipulative. This was like week 6.
You're in his house.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
What do you need?
And he was like,
you need to leave.
Yeah,
like,
you need
very
to get.
Simple.
Yeah.
Like, you have to get out of here.
You have to get out. I'm naked and on the bed.
That's
right
so sweet. So it's actually kind of like a romantic full circle moment.
It was. There's like a lot. Just I have so many like health things constantly and half of them are gross. And there is so like the just the speed at which our relationship had to progress was so much more because I am like not doing well ever. And so I have passed out on the toilet because I have this nerve problem. And
shoot.
He has, and right before that happens, I like, again, take off all my clothes because my body overheats.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with when people like medically need to take off their clothes to get on the toilet.
Yeah.
It's a common thing.
It's
like,
a common
when
thing.
When you're in
and
certain
is...
types of gastro distress, like, actually, the clothing comes off.
Yeah, the clothing comes off. Everything that is touching your body is painful.
Mm-hmm.
And you're also just like, it's at every angle the most vulnerable a person can be. And so I have, on now 6 different occasions, passed out on the toilet, and he has had to carry my naked body and like onto a bed and then give me a sponge bath.
No, that's so sweet.
Yeah, it's really nice that he's my nurse.
Yeah.
Right.
It seems like that's one of the upsides of marriage.
Yeah.
Is like,
and that's very much our dynamic.
That's
is that I'm a patient.
Beautiful.
So beautiful. It seems like a sponge bath is like the most
loving thing you could do for someone.
Yeah.
And it feels like it's caring for someone like the way like a princess would in a movie.
Yeah.
Like I feel like if I was giving someone a sponge bath, like I would feel really in love.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
And I'm also in this sort of tableau weeping.
Oh, okay.
I'm weeping.
You're weeping.
I'm naked.
Right. Is the sponge bath like to
calm
you
my,
down? Because you're so heated.
Yes.
I understand.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That That's is really so effective. Like yeah. It's like not okay to be like
no,
so you get so
and in pain.
Yeah.
Totally.
Exactly. And like I can't stand for a shower.
No, you need a sponge bath,
I
quite
need,
simply.
Yeah.
Right, right.
I used to do water on the arms when I lived in like a room that had like no AC. And I would
kind of
just like keep water by the bed in a bowl, have like a fan on. Put water on my arms and like let the coolness kind of like take.
Actually, like in like 2018, before the 5-year-old that we were talking about earlier.
Right, right. This is before her.
This is before her.
She wouldn't know about this.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I was staying with Dylan because there was like, I was staying with her for like a week because I was in the process of moving, but the place wasn't ready.
Mm-hmm.
And so I stayed with her for a week in like July, and there was this insane heat wave and her AC broke.
Oh,
and
bro.
So we, I think that like what ended up happening, I literally just like wet a towel and then used that as like a blanket.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's like so, actually to me, I'm like, I feel like that like brought like toxins out of your body. And I know that's like totally quack, but like,
yeah,
I
that's a spa.
Like, yeah, like literally like sleeping with a wet towel like in a sauna basically is like completely like crystal healing. Like,
if you're doing like any temperature, deliberate temperature regulation, stuff like that, I'm like, it's so good for you. Like if you're like in a hot place and you suddenly make yourself very cold, it randomly is like the best thing you can do.
You know, I stuck my window out. No.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Right.
And listen, it's take it. We can take it from the top. Right.
Let's do that. So just from the last thing you guys said, which
the temperature, it's like if it's really good for you.
Yeah.
I put my head out the window last night of a car.
Right.
And I could not have been happier.
Mm-hmm.
I've been getting a little car sick here.
Oh, yeah. That's like a big thing because it is all stop and go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And hills and turns.
Yeah.
And like, it's just kind of a long, I think I didn't, this is so stupid to like complain about, but like, I know everyone's like, driving, you drive everywhere, but I wasn't thinking about how far you drive. Like, you kind of do randomly drive like
30 minutes.
30 minutes all the time.
Right.
Oh, it's so much, like, it takes me to get to work because I work on, shout out, the Fox lot.
Respect.
Right.
Ruthie writes for The Simpsons.
No.
Let me just say
like,
that
is actually, like, swaggy as fuck.
Swaggy.
Thank you
so
much.
It must be said, like.
Thank you so much.
Shout out.
I told everyone there about my cocktail attire joke.
Right. Yeah, of course. Of course. Wait, I don't think the listeners heard the joke. Do you want to tell it on air?
Oh, my God.
Do you
want to
save it?
No,
I
do
want to.
I want to spread the word, which is cocktail attire. I'm never tired of cocktails. I mean, come on.
I'm telling you, like, in like 20 years, that's going to be like on people's walls in their home.
Yeah.
Like, that phrase has such a future, and it's just about getting the word out.
And it's funny because someone wrote that. We don't know who it is.
Right. Exactly. I will say anonymous.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just like kind of feeling like you need to monetize in some way.
I really do, right?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
No, I think you need to give it to the public.
Okay, maybe like a donation.
Right.
Yeah.
But you can get maybe a wing of something.
Yeah.
Because of your donation.
I should get a wing of something.
Yeah.
I should get a wing of the Fox lot.
Right.
Oh.
That's right.
There we go.
That's very appropriate.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, it takes me like 45 minutes to drive there in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
It takes an hour and a half to get back.
Because of traffic?
And you just have to do that?
And I just have to do that. Because I'm not going to...
An hour and a half is a really long time.
It's so long.
Wait, that sucks.
I know.
You have to go in every day.
Do you live over here?
Because I live all the way on the east side. But we are moving to...
Where?
Closer. I mean, we're moving to Silver Lake.
Okay, but that's a little bit closer.
It's a little bit closer. Yeah. Okay. It does take off like 30 minutes.
Oh, right. Shit. That's a huge
which
game changer.
Which is crazy because I live not far from here.
From where you're moving.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And okay,
I
want to
know where
so
you
crazy.
Live now, but it can be private so you don't have the listeners know.
I can't bleep it out.
Right.
I'm.
Okay. Oh, that is far.
I don't know what that is, but I respect the shit out of you.
Thank you so
and
much.
You.
Thank Boing. You.
Thank you. Should we do the next thing on the
list? Anyways, wait. I just want to say this. Like, I was kind of like, okay, feeling really nauseous. And, like, I'm lovingly, which is amazing, getting rides from friends because I'm in a car. And so I'm, like, in the backseat a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
and
where it happens.
That's where it happens. Mm-hmm. So last night, I stuck my head out the window and I was like, oh, this is, like, actually, it's not just, like, it helps with the nausea or whatever. It's, like, it's incredible. Mm-hmm. Like, this is, like, better than just walking or something. Like,
yeah.
Or not getting to do it at all. Like, the wind is coming in your face. You kind of can't breathe because the wind is so fast.
Yeah.
But then you do. Mm-hmm. You guys have to try this. Yeah. You should drive like this.
Honestly, I will. That's how I'll drive back home.
Perfect.
After this.
Yes.
But this is something that also, and this is a huge compliment to you, my dog does that.
Right.
And he's so great.
Right.
Well,
that's the thing is people love their dogs.
Like, the dogs are like, well, this feels good.
They're joy seeking. They're joy seeking missiles.
Right. Yeah.
What is your dog's deal?
My dog, he's a husky.
Whoa.
His name
that's
is
cool.
Nico. Yeah.
Is he very vocal?
He's not very vocal.
Oh, okay. That's how they are on TikTok.
He's like very, God, he's just like so great. His face is huge.
Right.
He's husky, like Alaskan.
Siberian.
Oh yeah. Siberian I meant.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right.
Cool.
You nailed it.
That's so crazy. So he's like in LA.
He's
and
in LA.
Like Siberia.
Well,
it's
here's
like,
the thing is that so we got him from this like rescue that primarily rescues huskies because they're like a lot of work.
Yeah.
And they well they just like are they have so much energy.
Yeah.
Like you have to like take them out, run around.
Yeah, exactly. But they're like so friendly and nice.
Mm-hmm.
But like basically the reason that a lot of them are, especially in LA, are like in shelters is because they think because when Game of Thrones was on, people were like ordering their own dire wolves through these puppy mills and then didn't realize how much work they are
and then
abandoned them.
That's not okay.
I know it's not okay.
Bro. But that's
said,
really
let me help
sweet
out.
That you have one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nico?
Nico.
It.
He's so
cute.
Great. You guys have to meet him.
Do you do that thing that's like mental stimulating like lick trays?
No, because he doesn't.
I like that stuff. I kind of like need a lick tray.
Yeah.
I know, I do too. He's like actually not very food motivated, which is weird. And so like Greg and I have to
he's
do
like,
this.
He's like, I eat to live. I don't live to eat.
Exactly. I'm like, you do you.
Right.
I couldn't
You're different.
Relate
yeah.
with your pasta.
Less.
Yeah.
But he is like, Greg and I, it's honestly like really debasing how Greg and I live our lives.
Around his schedule and needs.
Around his schedule and needs, we like have hand fed him before. What we cook all of his food. We make him chicken and farro because he doesn't want rice anymore.
Bro. So you use a pot and a pan.
Yeah.
Actually, that's awesome.
It's actually cheaper than a lot of, I don't know, I was thinking about doing this for my cats. Because actually cooking just like chicken in bulk and then like putting it in the fridge is like way cheaper.
Oh yeah, that's what we do. But
getting, like,
we
canned cat food.
We also have to like mix it up because he gets bored, which is like, what do you mean you're getting bored of this?
Right.
Yeah.
And then he also like gets distracted super easily. So Greg and I have to literally during his meal times, we have to stand and
his lunch.
Yeah. During his lunch, we stand at like two spots around his bowl. And if he tries to leave, we just have to say more. Like that's how we live our lives.
Whoa. And is it not a thing of like he'll eat when he eats? Like does he need to take meds or something?
I mean, no, but he doesn't eat enough. And we're just like, you gotta eat.
It's so, like, that is so what it is to take care of something. Like, you gotta make sure it eats.
Yeah,
exactly. And you gotta clean its poopy.
Exactly. And then also we, like, take him to daycare.
Aww.
And he's, like, he is the, I mean, quite literally the teacher's pet mm-hmm. at daycare.
Right.
He's like so friendly. He's like the dog that they use to like help other dogs not be nervous.
Aww. In daycare, they like introduce him first.
Yeah.
That's so cute. Because
he's so nice and he like holds everyone's hand. He's like so sweet with babies and kids.
He, okay, like, so that's.
Yeah. He's great with a 10-month-old.
Okay. Right. So he needs a friend.
He needs a friend. Yeah, he needs a friend.
That's awesome.
One time we like took him to the dog park and he runs like crazy due to being a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like just doing laps around this dog park, but every time he like saw that there was like a stroller, he would just like immediately stop, lick the baby's foot, and then go around again.
That's so cute.
That's so cute.
Okay.
He's like one.
He is bad.
Yeah.
Two. Three.
Yeah, that's how he keeps track.
He's like, okay, how many was that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
but he's so nice to kids.
That's
and he also
awesome.
Just like sits and he'll like lean his head on like their chest so they can hug him.
Aww.
It's really
that's
nice.
Really fun. I like am sometimes afraid of kids and dogs where I'm like, can you guys actually hang?
But yeah,
right, it's sometimes. A little scary. Yeah.
Well, kids are also, I mean, kids are basically dogs that learn how to like talk.
They get a right. little farther.
They start
along.
As yeah. dogs.
They
yeah,
start
totally,
totally as dogs.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Right, in terms of how much you can communicate with them and stuff. Like
yeah,
yeah, and yes,
and just
and
like
how you
skills.
Take care of them, right, and whatever.
Right. They're well. No, dogs have more skills than babies. Babies are, human right. babies are like really, really, just comparatively to every other species,
no,
right.
maybe the dumbest.
Right.
They definitely are.
They can't do much.
That's
they
like what makes us so special is like we can't do anything for like 100 years.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
It's cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is really cool. They're like totally, like a baby can't survive. Like every other right. animal comes out of
yes.
their mother
literally
and immediately starts yeah. walking.
Right,
yeah.
Right, right.
Who doesn't walk? Kangaroo, but they're still cooking on the outside.
Yeah.
In the pouch.
In the pouch.
Oh.
I had a nanny injury last night that I kept dropping the kid.
Shoot.
Oh,
but
man.
I never do that.
Yeah.
But I hate those dreams.
You know what's weird is that you would think, I wish the kangaroo's pouch was lined because it's
no,
so
it's skin.
Weird.
It's skin.
It's so weird.
I was just
and
seeing
gross.
A video about this.
Wait,
it's
really?
So. Bro,
like
have you
fur.
Not seen it?
No,
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 it's not fur. It's like
no,
it's
it
like,
should be.
It's yeah, it's like
it's an opening.
It's skin in a way that feels like it's the inside of a body.
Yeah,
oh,
like
really?
It's kind of like, and it makes sense because it's like the kangaroo like still like is kind of cooking in there,
mm-hmm.
and the you know like when a rat comes out like a mouse baby or something,
and
it's like pink.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
There's no
that's,
fur or whatever.
Yeah.
That's like the kangaroo is like that, and the skin is like that.
Right.
Isn't
it's
that,
actually so cool.
It's so
kangaroo.
Wild.
It has the same vibe as like giraffe and elephant, where
yes.
it's very like narrative. Like they're just like, okay, we invented a wacky thing, and like this one has this special trick, and this one has this special trick. Do you know what I'm saying?
What do you mean, like giraffe long neck, elephant trunk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like kangaroo has like pouch.
Yeah.
It's very like, and that's its special thing. It's like, that's so like, you'd think they'd be a little bit close, like all more kind of normal, but they're not. Like they have this really wide variety of like very particular special things.
More like animals would be more similar, you mean?
I'm not going to say should.
Okay.
I'm glad they're not.
Here's my theory on animals.
Uh-huh.
Let's go. Cause I don't
Let's
get that
go.
Exactly.
That's fine.
I love you.
It's a vibe. Yeah.
It's a mood.
Right. It's a
I
mood.
Think that all animals can be in the following categories.
Okay.
Dogs,
mm-hmm.
freaks,
mm-hmm.
People in animal costumes, and Muppets.
Oh, cool.
What's an example of a Muppet?
I bet that's true. Like a sloth.
Yeah.
A Muppet.
Yeah. Birds
right.
and fish are freaks.
Right.
Yes. And like, I would say like, I'm trying to think of people, obviously monkeys, people in animal
yeah.
costumes, and
yeah,
like,
and also like bears.
Right.
Right, duh.
Totally. And
those
like,
really are like,
yeah.
you see them like walk on like two legs,
right.
and like they,
yeah.
they see a human, they're like, fuck, back on.
Yeah, exactly.
Shit.
They didn't see, right?
Wait,
they
I think that's
we
really smart.
Else.
Like,
yeah.
can
Thank
we do
you.
A couple? Can we sort a couple things? Like,
absolutely.
Like an elephant. I feel like is a person
yes.
in a costume. Like,
yes.
Oh, to me, that's a dog.
Oh, I kind of see that.
Yeah.
I mean, cats are dogs.
Right. Cats are dogs. Yeah, yeah, in this case, cats are dogs.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
And, okay, so all birds are freaks.
Yes.
Yeah. And.
Well, there are some big birds. Big bird. That are Muppets.
Oh, right. Yeah, like an ostrich.
Yeah.
Or like a. Yes. Yeah.
Like
that's
a,
almost a person in an animal costume.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys seen the Shoebill Stork?
Yes. No. Those are crazy.
Those are Muppets.
It's too funny.
Oh my
they
God.
They are hilarious.
We have to post a picture of it with the episode, please.
Can you
please,
remember?
Please, I'll try.
Okay. You
do my very best. I haven't ever yet, but I'm going to give it a shot.
It's, we don't have a structure to like remember the things we say we're going to post.
But that's good. What do we need? A structure?
Come on.
This is exactly what Dylan and I do. This is why our podcasts are so, our sister sisters. Exactly.
Right. Oh my they God. Are. We need to have like a crossover. Well, obviously we're on each other's podcast, but I feel like we need to have like a prom.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like where everyone asks someone from the other podcast.
Oh, we should
and
do
like,
that.
Like it's like wait. Sister and brother schools and then we go like to Six Flags.
Oh my God. That's
a really good idea.
Kind of good. Yeah. It like, doesn't have to be Six Flags. Idea. It could also be like barbecue.
Yeah. It's either Six Flags or barbecue.
Or barbecue.
We'll make a game time decision.
Okay, cool.
I want to go to Six Flags. Just well, putting my vote in.
Okay, yeah. I want to go Six Flags too.
Okay, great. So it seems like it could happen,
it's,
but
we're kind of leaning towards barbecue, weirdly though.
Yes.
Yeah,
it you're is. Right. Just logistically. Yeah. Should we do the next idea, or should we? What? How long have we been going?
No, let's ask Rochelle.
1 hour and 16 minutes.
Whoa.
Wow. Let's do our next one and then wrap up.
Okay.
All right. 20 questions. Yeah.
That's yours.
No.
I think so.
Yes. All right. This is the thing of when you're playing 20 questions, which we were the other night.
Right.
Like when someone, asks a question, trying to guess the person or the thing, or and the answer is like kind of not that obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like,
yeah.
Is she like respected or something?
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's like that can be like really unhelpful. Like
that is
it's like,
deeply unhelpful.
They clearly don't fit that much in that category. But then
you're
like, okay, so
question.
Yes, they are famous, and then that influences everyone you're thinking. And sometimes
right.
they'll be like, don't think about that one.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
don't. It's like yes,
like,
but don't think about
does
it.
Does she work in media? It's
right.
like if you wrote that one book,
right.
you know what I mean.
Right. And we were playing the other night, and like literally every answer that everyone was giving was like. It was like, is she older? And it's like, is she like famous? And it was like, no, I don't think so. Like, okay.
Yeah, you
like,
can't have like a gray area in 20 questions.
Literally doesn't
right.
work.
Doesn't work.
And it was literally, and I was like, I feel like this is getting egregious at this point.
Right.
Like people are just like wanting to do a little show with like how they're answering. Like at a certain point, it has to
like,
be
right,
like
right.
an answer. Like
right.
it was
yeah.
like, have I met her? Yeah.
And
you
that
have,
is
you
pretty
have. Yeah.
Definitive.
Totally. I know. It was so, I was like, okay, actually, we're done with this game
well,
right
it's funny because at that point, you're like, you know what might be a more like efficient way? Like if we're kind of like loosening the rules a little bit, just be like, so who is it? And then they can be like, right, so it's Octomom. And you're like,
right.
So it's Octomom.
And it was Octomom.
Yeah. And in some cases, it was Octomom.
Right.
Wait, what were some of the gray area questions?
I don't remember.
It's
it. I'm
like,
sorry. And
is
I know
she,
it
does
seems
she work
like,
in media?
Yeah.
Is she respected?
Is she respected?
Right. That was one. One was like.
Look, I respect an Octomom.
Right.
Yes,
I mean, you actually like you have to.
We played that one took forever and then someone did and then there were a bunch of them that took a really long time to get and then our one friend was like, okay, I'll go now, and she got hers was Tony Soprano's mom,
Livia Soprano.
Wow.
And it was gotten in 4 questions. It was crazy. It was like, is she from a TV show? Yes. Is it a drama? Yes. Is it Sopranos? Yes. Is it Tony's mom? And I was like, what?
Yeah,
she was like,
wow.
Wait, what the
like
fuck?
Like 25 seconds we were locked in.
It was
that's
crazy.
So
and
funny.
I feel like it's a really good one. Like it's not even like it's too
yeah,
easy
that's
of
a really
a
good
one.
Right.
I think I said, is it Edie Falco before it was Tony Soprano's mom? But still, she's
that's,
like the second woman I would think of on that
right.
show.
Yeah. And she, I mean.
Well, our criteria for the game was it has to be a woman.
Woman, right.
Right.
20 questions with any woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I know that that's going to offend some people, but that's what we decided to play.
Right.
Look,
for
this
us,
podcast pushes the envelope.
That's right.
Right.
Correct.
Exactly. It'd be funny if we did 20 questions only men.
I would play that. Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, sure.
Let's play right now.
Yeah.
To end it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want it? Do you have one?
Yeah, I have one.
Okay. Is it a fictional character?
No.
Is it a oh?
Is it an actor?
Yes.
Is he on something now?
Yes.
Is it a TV show?
Don't know. Don't think so.
Okay. Oh, it's
this is fun.
Is it? Is it like from, is it that gay thing?
He might be in that.
Okay.
But it's not those two guys.
Oh, oh, oh.
That's like Paul, right? It's yeah, not Paul.
Paul, it's not Paul.
It's not Paul and that guy, but boy, do I want to see them beep.
Of course.
Is that supposed Lovers. To be good?
I don't know.
You can't talk in this town like that.
Barry Keoghan.
No, not that guy.
No, I know. That's my guess for who
yeah,
yours
yeah.
is.
Yeah, yeah. No, no. I would never pick that guy.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
But it's totally exactly like that.
Okay. Yeah. Right. So, in a movie
yeah.
of this past year.
Yeah. Is he like an it boy?
Literally.
Oh.
Oh, is it Jacob Elordi?
Right. Yeah. We got it.
Well done, we guys. Go. This was amazing. That was fun as fuck. You have to admit.
We nailed
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
We nailed it.
And you do need to talk a little bit in the 20 questions. Now like that we kind of tested it out. I like right. liked that we were able to have the dialogue.
Yeah, yeah. totally. Yeah. Right. You talk
I
back
felt
and
like
forth.
We were all very open with
like
each
it's not
other.
Just yes or no.
Yeah.
Right. That it's like we're wanting to have to suss out a vibe. Although,
right.
do you remember those little things, the 20 question machines?
No. Yes.
And those were amazing.
Those were amazing.
What was that?
Oh.
Like a Tamagotchi?
Yeah, it was that kind of structure. But it would be a thing that would be like, we're going to play 20 questions. And you would think of something and it would ask you questions and you would just press yes or no. And it would like get it every
it
time.
Would
oh,
get
that's
it
so
every
cool.
time.
Right.
That's like when my family found out that you could text Cha-Cha. They texted Cha-Cha all day long.
That was like to ask a question.
Yeah, yeah. It was like Yahoo Answers, but like.
You could text it?
It was a text line. It was like,
they
more, like,
still don't have that actually.
A similar yeah. thing was when GPS uh-huh. started.
Yeah.
And we were like so fascinated by it. Like in my right. family, mm-hmm. we would be like, okay, we're going to crank up the volume on this navigation system.
Like, I want to hear her talk. Yeah. Like, where next,
she's
going to
tell us exactly where.
Because it was so
go.
Cool that she could
so,
talk to you
yeah.
and know where you were.
Right.
Yeah.
Totally. I remember my dad's was set to an Australian accent, and I still have
That's
in
so
my
funny.
Head, please drive to highlighted route. That's what she
nice.
Would say. That's what she would say.
What did you just do in an Australian? Oh, that ad.
Yeah, we did an ad read in an Australian accent.
But just Charlie.
But it was like not great. Like,
I thought it was great.
Thank you.
Fishing. I think it's time to end. Yeah. This has been really fun. It actually flew by.
I know. Yeah, it
I have
really
to say,
did.
I had a great time.
I had such a great
Thank
time.
Thank you so much for coming.
I can't wait to do prom. God.
Thank you.
I can't wait to do prom.
Podcast prom.
See you at prom.
Podcast prom is, yeah, these are the two yeah. podcasts that need it.
Totally. And you have to ask in like a big way.
Yeah.
Yay!
Okay, that's fun.
Fun.
Okay.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Do you want to plug anything?
The Simpsons.
There
if
is
you
this
check
really,
out.
Guys, it is so funny. Take my word for it.
Yeah,
yeah.
This
but
hilarious
like,
family.
There's this one kid that's really like a nightmare. His
name is The Simpsons. Oh, do you want to hear a Marge impression?
Yes.
Mm, homie.
Okay, you're in.
You're in. Yeah, in
you.
The
you're
rotation.
In. Yeah.
All right, goodbye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.